want to start. We're left you the Ches Amar Aleph. So you say that through Tfilah you can change your Gezeirah Din around. The three opinions. Rav Yitzchak said, Rav Yitzchak, Yofi Tzaka, and we had the Tanakhama said that if you daven, you can always turn around. And Rabbi Elazar says that after Gezeirah Din, nothing you can do. Says the Gemara, Gezeirah Din, the Tziba Mimikra, can you tear apart a Gezeirah Din from a Tziba? Kosev Echad Oimer, it says, in the one Pasuk, it says, Kapsi Mero Libech, that you should wash away from your heart all this bad. In another Pasuk, it says, Kim Techapsi Banasa, if you use the strong chemicals, the Sabrilach, and you increase Baitis, then Nichtama Vainich, a sin will still leave a stain. That means you can never really erase it. The funny in front of me. How can there be one place that says it will erase the Aved, one place that says it doesn't? The Gezeirah. My love can't claim with any Kalachas before Gezeirah Din afterwards. Lo, no. Idividach Gezeirah Din. Both of them after Gezeirah Din. Like Kashi. Can't be Gezeirah Din sheyesh imay shvua. If the Gezeirah Din has a shvua with it, you could cancel it. Can't be Gezeirah Din sheyesh imay shvua. And here's a Gezeirah Din that does not have a shvua, then you can, through davening, and turn it over. So, if there's a Gezeirah Din, with the age you made a shvua on it, then you cannot turn it over. That has a shvua, you cannot turn it apart. It says, "Lachein ish baiti lebeis eli." They made a shvua regarding beis eli. I swear, "Im yis chaper avoyin beis eli." Will I ever forgive the sin of beis eli? Bezevach over mincha by bring me kabbanis forever. It's never going to help. No, he swore. Once he swore, you can't do anything about it. Omer Rava says, "Rava bezevach over mincha einem is chaper. Avam is chaper betoyde. If they learn toyde." There will be mechapik. Doesn't mention the pasuk teira doesn't work, so teira will work. Abayaman zevach minchay mechapik and mechapik beteira ugmil chasadim. Teira alone, hoy meinli teira for teira ain't lo. You need to be about of tamachochem. You also need to be about goyim chesed. Rabba and Abaye, but the base eli kasi both were koyin, both came from eli. Rashi said there's a girsa rava, but it can't because rava was not a koyin. Rava is Israel. But both Rabbah and Abaye both came from Eli. Rabbah, the Osig B'Teira, Rabbah, now the people of Eli's house died at the age of 18. But Rabbah was an ankle. Eli outlived that little 40. Why was he a little 40? Because Chai Abay Shneem, because he learned Teira, he lived 40 years. Abaye, the Osig B'Teira, Mil Chasadim, but Abaye did both. Sai Teira, Mil Chasadim, Choyo Shisin Shneem lived 60 years. We already had Gemara Bracha, the ending Gemara Bracha, that Abaye was rich.
Abaye was a generation after Rabbah, wasn't he?
It was his nephew, and he brought him up. Tell him what we learned. Mishpacha achad, there was a family, Bishlaim, Shaye Masya Mesein, Bene Yuchesh, they all died at the age of 18. Bob ideas of Birchamazaki, they went to Birchazaki, what's going on? There's a curse in the family. Everybody at the age of 18 is dying. Omelem, Shemam, Mishpachas, Eliatim. Maybe your descendants of the Mishpacha of Eli, the Chsibbe. It says by Eli, Levachol, Marbe Besecha, anybody who comes from your family is Yamusu Anoshi, will die as soon as they become an adult. Here's interesting, here's the mocker that an adult is 18 years old. Go ahead and learn Torah. The Chayyim live. Holchav Asku B'Torah. The Chayyim. It's a good remedy. It's a good antidote. And they learned Torah and Ataka lived. Everybody in their family called their kids Yechanan after him because he saved them. Interesting story. Okay. And Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Inya Mashmei the Rav Menayin Legzadin Shaltzibah Sheinechte. How do you know Legzadin? But Tzibah never seal Legzadin against the whole community. He always leaves it open. Ainu Nechtem. It won't give seal. Vaksiv Nichtem Avoynech Lefane. That is a stain from the sin in front of me. Ala Afagav Sheinechtem Nikri. Even though it's sealed, it can be ripped apart. And Emor says if it's a Tzibah. So the positive Kashem Elakenu Bechol Kareinu Elav. That's like who's like the nation that has the Eibush to him, that Eibush is so close to us. That Bechol Kareinu, whenever we call upon him, he always comes forward and he helps us out. Voksiv, it says, Dir Shah Hashem Behimotzah, the Eibush, you'll only find the Eibush to Behimotzah when he makes himself available. Hosam Behyachid Behyachid is when he makes him available. And Hacham Tzibah, Bechol Kareinu Elav, whenever you call to him, he will help. Behyachid Emas, when is Taka Behimotzah, when is Eibush make himself available by Yachid? Amar Avavur, Elu Asari Yom Roshan Kippur. These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The 10 days when Hashem keeps, when Eibush makes Aseret Metshuva, Ahika said, "See, Yomim, Eibush waited 10 days. By Yogav Hashem is novel. Then he went ahead and he played novel and he died. Why did he wait 10 days? Amarav Yudav, Amarav Kenegd Esel Gimes. He gave 10 bites of food. Shenasa novel Avdi David. Avdi David came. He fed them a little bit. So in this chus of the little hachlas arichum he did, he were delayed his inevitable by 10 days." He waited 10 days of Asad Mechuba. Maybe he'll do Chuba. He didn't. That's when he killed him. What's Kibnei Marin? My Bnei Marin. What's Kibnei Marin? Sheep. What's Kibnei Marin? Sheep from a master. What do you mean? For a shepherd. The way you count your sheep. When you count sheep, only one goes out at a time. The Eibishter looks at every individual accordingly. Kemala's base modern. Kibnei modern is like the mountain modern there, which has these steps over there, and it's very narrow. Only one person got at a time. So he examines each person individually. Like the army of Beis David. And the army of Beis David, each one was counted. Like we said, Shlomo HaMelech knew every single soldier by the name. He counts each one, but he also looks at everyone in one go. I'm not going to be telling me to learn how you said the puzzle guy. Yaitse, we brought down our Mishnah. Yaitse Yachad Libam. He created all the hearts together. Hamevin al Kom Masem. He understands them individually. What does that mean? My karma. What do you mean he created all the hearts together? Ilay Mahakam. He meant the Karnu Lukuli Alma. The Barnu Lukuli Alma. He created the whole world. Umi Yachad Libayikad. Everybody's heart ticks the same way. We all have the same emotions. Well, Kachazin the Lavachi. We see my face not so. What you like, I don't necessarily like and fakert. Lav Hocher, what's what he meant? Hayyotzer Roye Yachad Libam. He sees everybody's heart together. But he understands each one individually what their story is, and he judges them accordingly. Mishnah. Al Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchin Yaitzin. That's 6 months a year the Shluchin go out. Al Nisan B'Pnei Pesach, the month of Nisan, the God, make sure everyone knows when Pesach is. Al Ob B'Pnei Tainan of the God, make sure everyone knows what Tisha B'Av is. We'll soon see why not Tammuz is for Tisha B'Av Tammuz. Or why not Shavuos? And the reason why not Shavuos is because Shavuos is to do with Pesach. It's exactly the second day of Pesach. We count 3 days later. It's irrelevant when the month comes out, like we had before Shemaya. Al Elul mitnei Rosh Hashanah. Elul, a month earlier, came Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. It's impossible to know. But we know, we remember we had that in times of Ezra. It never happened that Elul was a mole. He was always a chaser. So not most of the time. So if you knew when Elul is, you could take a guess when Rosh Hashanah is, and even have it 2 days, at least take an educated guess. I'll teach him the Kodamayde, but teach him again in order to know when you keep in the Sukkot. There's Al Kislev ibn Chanukah, Kislev was a Chanukah. Al Odeb ibn Purim, and Odeb for Purim, because Hoy Beis Mezer Kayim, Yoitzin Ap Al Ir, they would also go out to Ir, and the Pesach Sheni, people should know what Pesach Sheni is. Playing more of a Leif, and I mean, Tammuz with Tavis, what about Tammuz with Tavis, or Fast Days then as well? Lovin Abchon, and Babizam, and Shubit Chasidim, and Chasidim, and Pasik. Yeah. They didn't bubble. Yeah, wherever they got to. We'll see later. They did. And vice versa, the Rambam says, and so where they didn't meet, there were 2 days. According to the Rambam, telling it's all most of it's only have to keep 2 days, not 1 day. But only where we know for a fact the shluchim went. Then, what does it make sense? That's how I'm hold Pascha. It's hard to understand, maybe. Yeah. They did not. But the central town was not where the shluchim went. Shluchim went to the major cities, not central towns. Who said they went there 2 days before Yom Tov? 3 days before Yom Tov. They were all farmers. They probably had their own produce. It's the people in the cities who needed the farmers to come there and make the bread. The fast day of the 4th month. The fast day of the 5th month. Tishmav. And Sagbidalia. And will be for Beis Yehuda. The Sossel Simcha. And Sagbidalia. All these days were Yom Tavim. When there is shalom in the world, Rashi learns shalom means that the goyim have no control of us, and other Rishonim say shalom means when all the Eden live, when Eden live back in Yisrael, and there's a big machlek is a Rishonim here, and the third series of Rishonim say when Mashiach will come and all the Eden will be back in Yisrael. So some want to say according to Rashi here, when Ein Yadoy will come to Kifa Yisrael, maybe today. We should no longer fast on all these fast days. But not so much Rashi, because the goyim still have influence. But what about the other Rishonim who say, this man should Rav Yisrael, once Rav Yisrael, whenever it will be in Mishnah soon, then all the fast days get abolished. I'm sure it'll be people will come out and then Yilusah. Okay, you win some, you lose some. Yilusah and Lesimcha. It'll be Sus and Lesimcha. It'll be what? It'll be not a lot of fast. Ain shalom, but if there's no peace, so that's what's a fast day. I'm gonna pop. Come on, this is what you meant. So the chayda fast day. So how come our mission doesn't send out shluchim for these fast days? So the Gemara says a very important thing. I'm gonna pop. How come? A little more about the Gemara times. Bisman she yes shalom. When during the base of Mikdash, for example, yeil the sasin ul the simcha, it'll be a simcha. Yes, gzeiras hamalchus, but when there's no base of Mikdash, tzoyim in. So then, if there's a gzeiras hamalchus like shmad or something, then you have to fast. Ein gzeiras hamalchus ve'ein shalom. Today, there's no gzeiras hamalchus, nobody's threatening to kill us, but there's also no shalom. Rotsu mis anin, rotsu emis anin. By choice, whether we fast today or not. So it's a whole thing is optional. And so you've seen more times, Homach HaShoinis, Asar B'Tavis is optional, or do we say Asar B'Tavis is so strict? Ihoche, with a teacher of Nami, is optional. Amar HaPapa, Shaini, teacher of Hoyo, V'Huchbul HaBayt Tzadis. You know why we said Eidim then? Because V'Huchbul HaBayt Tzadis, V'Huchbul HaBayt Tzadis, the same day, twice. You had the same day, teacher of first Basimilish, second Basimilish, and the Meraglim. I Shiva Saba Tammuz, according to Al Gemara, Shiva Saba Tammuz only happened the second Beit Midrash. The first Beit Midrash is the ninth day of Tammuz. It's the Shalmi who says they both happened on the 17th day of Tammuz. That's according to Al Gemara. Don't mind, we learn Betisha Bav, Chor of Habayz, Buddhist Shain, the first Beit Midrash, the second Beit Midrash, Venilka the Beta, Venechra Shair, all the same time. Tanya will never shim, and our board volume, Hoyle, Kiva Dodish, Vani, and Dodish Moshe, are four things that I know, but Kiva disagree on. One of them was, same Hurevi, I touched. He touched the going by the months means Tisha Tezba Tammuz, the ninth day of Tammuz. Shabbat Hufko Ha'ir. They used to fast the ninth day of Tammuz because according to Al Gemara, the first base of Mikdash was the ninth day of Tammuz. The Shalmi holds the 17th day of Tammuz. I think it says the positive clearly the ninth day of Tammuz. So Tesis brings the Shalmi, an interesting thing that the Navi allowed a mistake to happen. The people made a mistake. They thought it was the ninth day of Tammuz, so they started fasting. The Navi didn't want to fear, so he left it as the ninth day, even though it was wrong. It was the 17th day. And when the second Beit Midrash is the 17th day, they realized also the first Beit Midrash is the 17th day. Interesting. So Navi tolerated a mistake and he put it in his vias as if this is the way it was. That's what Shalmi says. Shavuot here, this is the same as Troy Chenem, it says, B'tisha b'lachaydish v'yachzik Navi came hunger. L'hoyo lechem la'am, there was no bread. V'tivoki, in the ear was broken open. But my Kodalei Levi, why he called the fourth? Levi l'chadash, the fourth month. So in Machamisha, what do you mean by the fifth? Tisha B'av. So obviously it's in order because Shiva Thomas happened first and then later Tishwa. Shiva Nisa Bezal Kano, but Michael Chamiji, Chamiji, the fifth month. Tzayim HaShvi, what happened Shvi? Ze Gimel Betishe. This is already Gimel Tishwa. By Nere Gedalia Ben Achikam. Gedalia Ben Achikam killed him. Umi Hargu, he was killed. Umi Hargu, who killed him? Yishmo Ben Netanya Hargu. Everybody asks the question, says Mephesh Tanach, Yishmo Ben Netanya, you killed him. What's the Gemara saying? Mi Hargu, Yishmo Ben Netanya. So one of the answers given is he was told by the king of Ammon that he has to do this. So the question is, did he do it under duress or did he also want to do it himself? And the answer is, the Gemara said that he himself killed him. Don't blame it on King Ammon. He had his own ambitions. That's the problem with the Kanoim. They don't think things through. And we're treating it, it's a fast because the Misa of a Tzadik is like a Sreifa Beis HaLakeinu. You have to fast as well. Like the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Amai Kodele Shvi. Now why is it called Shvi? Shvi Lechadoshim. Why is it called Shvi? Because this was the seventh of the month. Now this Asar B'Tavis is totally out of whack according to Kiva. So that's Asar B'Tavis, and this is when it all started. Shaboy Samachim Ovi Yerushalayim. That's when he surrounded the city of Shalayim. Now it says, "Vayidu Hashem Alai B'Shon Atchi the ninth year B'Chayi the tenth month." But Asar B'Chayi the month Leima Ben Adam, and to tell you that Ben Adam K'sav Locha Hashem Ayim, she write down this day as Etzem Ayim Azeh, and this particular day Samachim Ovi Yerushalayim. He surrounded Shalayim. Now the problem was that this happened first, and yet this is the last in the Mishnah. Written first. Why here? Bekiva holds that this the seder and the pesukim is not chronologically correct. It's more according to the order of the months, sequence of the months. However, I disagree. I say that tzoy moasidi ze chamisha b'teves. When it says in the pasuk moasidi, this is the last one in the series. This chronologically last. You know, we're talking about something totally different event altogether. The fifth day of Teves. What happened the fifth day of Teves? Sheboy bar Shmuel the goyle. That's when the goyle people outside Eretz Yisrael heard what happened. Shehuksiir. That's when they heard what happened. Remember, it says by he b'shtei hashishon, the 12th year, many years, no, 33 years later. Basidi the chamisha l'chaydish. The 10th month, the 5th day of the month, the Golus Seinu, Bo Eli HaPol Mishalayim. This is Golus Nechonia. That's when they heard about Yishalayim. Leimad, Huk Seir, but also Yem Shmuel, Yem Seifer. They treated Hey Tavis, until Hey Tavis in the last 25 years, they treated it as a terrible, terrible day. Benidin Dvorayim Midvorah. So when Hey Tavis fall apart, L'chayda Gela made according to him, Hey Tavis was a big fast day. According to Yehuda, I guess we never accepted it. Benidin Dvorayim Midvorah, and I like my pshat better. Why? I'm following it chronologically in sequence. He's messing all up. Elosh, who made the Chadashim, and you made the Seder Peronis. He's going to call the Chadashim, I'm going to the Peronis. Itma, we learn Rav v'Rabbi Chanina, we learned that Tzai Rav and Tzai Rabbi Chanina, Amri, they both say, Botla Megillah's Tainas, they had a Megillah that they wrote down all the Yom Tovim that they made enacted over the days. And these Yom Tovim were days you're not allowed to fast in, nor the day before, nor the day after, and they wrote it down. But now the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we're back in Golus, so Rav v'Chanina said, cancel the whole Megillah's Tainas. Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shimon Levi, Amri, Loi Botla Megillah's Tainas, not canceled. This is what they say. This manch, look, he said, look at the fast days. Madar, the fast day which became Yom Tovim, and after Beis Hamikdash, those Yom Tovim were cancelled. So surely our own Yom Tovim that we made, no Beis Hamikdash anymore, we cancelled Yom Tovim. This manch, Yeshal, Milos, Sos, and Simcha, the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, all of the fast days were Simcha, Yom Tovim, says and Fetish in the Navi. Yet ain't Shalom. So when there's no Shalom, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, we treat like a fast day, we cancel Yom Tovim. And these ones that we made up on our own initiative surely get cancelled. What about those fast days? No. Those fast days start out as fast days. They became Yom Tovim because the Beis Hamikdash existed. No longer Beis Hamikdash because it reverts back to fast days. Our Yom Tovim that we made is not related to the Beis Hamikdash. Hanu the Tolin the Nachman the Beis Hamikdash over there, they were all totally in the Beis Hamikdash. Because through the Churban, that's why they became back at Tzim. And when the Beis Hamikdash was built up, it turned into a Yom Tov. They turned into a Yom Tov because the Beis Hamikdash was up. Arbor Hanach Kidakaim became here. Once we treat him as a Yom Tov, they remain as a Yom Tov. Mosir of Kana of Kana. The question says, Ma'isiv goes with Tainis, but Chanukah Balud. They once made a Tainis in Chanukah and Lud. They thought that the Megillah's Tainis is over. So, including Chanukah, Chanukah also is initiated by the Rabban. They thought that after this Churban by Sheni, no longer Chanukah. So, they declared a fast day. By Yorod Abelezer, Verochat Abelezer deliberately went into the Merchitz on the fast day when he shouldn't. Or Nebeshua, Vesipi took a haircut. Interesting, they don't say that they ate. Wouldn't that have been the best way of showing that there's no fast by eating? They didn't do that. I mean, it sounded like they respected the fact that everybody kept the fast day. They just did maisim to do that.
You expect
that
Marim are going to eat in public?
Tanoim.
They're not going to eat in public.
But have to. They want to break it. They want to show people that Chanukah is still Yom Tov, don't fast. Wouldn't it have been the easiest thing? Eat. They didn't. Vice to is that they still respected what the Klal did. They just did things which were not, they just want to show that it's a happy day today, but they didn't eat. It's my own pshat. Anyway. Omru Lehem, they said, Tzu, go, vis anu mashatanisim. Then they told everybody, guys, you got to declare another fast day to do tshuva for the fast that you fast on Chanukah. So the Chayda, what we see from here, that it was not Batl Megillah's time, as Yom Tovim still continued. Omru Beyeza, shiny Chanukah dike mitzvah. What do you mean Chanukah? Chanukah have a mitzvah as well, Chanukah. All other Yom Tovim we had, just a Yom Tov. We didn't do anything, we just felt in a good mood, so no fasting. Here, you did much more than just no fasting. Here, you had to light candles, so therefore, that the mitzvah, where you light candles, those days you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah continued. Freddy Gemara, Abaye said to Rabbi Yisrael, to battle Eve, to battle mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah Chanukah? Cancel the Chanukah licht. If the bottle is damp, there's also a bottle. Rabbi Yisrael, shiny Chanukah, the mefarsim mitzvah. Chanukah is different because everyone already conducted themselves in the mitzvahs, and they already treated it like the Torah. And therefore, you cannot cancel it. Interesting, Rashi says, Echzikiboykeshotayda. What does that mean? Anyway, they continued Changlit as if it was a continued, and therefore, the Farsim Nisa, the Farsim the Ness. Says, you might have Moisiv. The place has a question. Why bring it out the whole story here about Chanukah? Just bring it out from our Mishnah. We sent out Shluchim on Chanukah. That means we still kept Chanukah even after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Says Teisa no Raya. Teisa says that maybe that was for Chanukah lit. And Chanukah lit has nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Which is very interesting. When you look at the Gemara, the story of Chanukah, it says that Lashon HaCheres, Kovim, Lahal, Lohaydis, and Rashi says there, let's say Lahal, and doesn't mention a word there about lighting candles. So it's, and everyone asks, why did we miss out lighting candles? So now we understand why, according to Teisa, because lighting candles is not the Yom Tov of Chanukah. What they did was Lashon HaCheres Kovim was for, they made it into a Yom Tov. And what's a Yom Tov? L'hal l'hoides. Chanukah l'chus has nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Chanukah. That's the Ness of Chanukah. Two different things. Very interesting taste. You have to work through the nuances here. On the third day of Tishrei, betelit at kartem in shteraya. It was a big yomtiv because they were managed to be able to. We'll soon see what happened. The people used to write Baruch Hashem in all the letters, but they wrote out the Abish's name, and then they stopped it. And it took a long time for them to stop it. Once they stopped it, Therefore, made a big yamtuf. What's the ma'isa? She goes to Malchus Yovan Gzeida. They made a first. They made a Gzeida. She loy lahaskish and shemayim apim. No person is allowed to say the word Baruch Hashem or Yitz Hashem. You're not allowed to mention God's name. Ukeshi Govra Malchus Chashmenoi. Rabbi Stetna had a levaya last week. He had to do, and the condition of the levaya was he was not allowed to mention God's name or say any pesukim that have God's name in it. In Sydney. Because they're Jewish humanists. And I'll mention, interesting, you're not allowed to mention God's name at the Levaya. You're not allowed to say Kaddish, you're allowed to, because it doesn't say God's name there. And you're not allowed to say anything. The name? Whose name? As a humanist, they have different interpretations of Shmei Rabbah. So, but you're not allowed to say anything at Tehillim that has the Abish's name. Is there a Pedic, a capital Tehillim that has the Abish's name in it? Anyway, that was the condition, which is pretty extraordinary.
Who did
that? He had a guy singing the capital Tehillim as if it's a song. So they didn't realize that he was singing, you know, Sukkim, had David's name in it. Pretty clever. Anyway, right, Ukshagavra Malchus Chashmenoi. When the Malchus Chashmenoi finally overcame the hellness, the Notzchum, they won them, he's Kinu, they made it special, because the other way, Sheyu Maskin in Shev Shemaim, Afil Bishtaris. Now, it actually comes out of the Gemara, there was no Takana, the people, it was Noyig, and interesting Loshin, he's Kinu. They used to write all the letters. So they used to refer to. Now, interesting. We learned before they only dated Malachim, kings. So here they treated Yechanan Kohen Gadol already like a king. So they used to date their starters as Yechanan Kohen Gadol. So who is this Yechanan Kohen Gadol? This must be not the Matisio Ben Yechanan Gadol. This must be a grandson. Who is this Yechanan Kohen Gadol? Because we're talking about the Chashmonaim already won. Says Yehuda. He had the five sons. They had the five sons. Who is Yechon Kohen Gadol?
Writing here, Yechon Kohen Gadol was a seminal figure sometime before or during the Hanukkah. This is a great deal of discussion as to his exact identity.
Okay.
See appendix to Schottenstein edition of Yehon Kohen Gadol 1. There's a lot of training there, Hemi Kohen Gadol, which pays and so on.
Okay. And then they added the Kael Elyon to the Abishta. What happened? The guy pays off his loans. Yeah, who's the Kohen Gadol?
Yeah,
but this is definitely afterwards. This is because Chashmonaim Notzchum. This is afterwards. Ubitlum, and they canceled the star. It took him a long time, and they considered a nest. What was the nest? That the people actually listened to him. What was the nest? Rashi is in the bottom that the Yishomer Chachamim bottom Hukshado Benayim v'Nechshel Hem Nes. What was the Nes? Could people listen to the Rabbanim? That's a big Nes. That's only possible pshat here. V'Asu Yamtiv made a Yamtiv. So who were the Hiskin in the beginning? Obviously, it wasn't the Rabbanim; it was the people. Now the question like this: the bottom of the is, if you tell me that all Yamtiv were cancelled, Kamei se bottle Madr the Yamtiv he had before were cancelled. Achri Yosef, maybe we can new Yamtiv him. This happened with my major kibbutz machashvanayim. This happened during the major kibbutz when they did keep Megillas Tainis. For what do you need to tell me that there was a Yom Tov? If it's the time based on Migdash, why did you have to make a new Yom Tov called Gimel Tishrei? Because of the cancel of the name. It was a Yom Tov because of the same Gedalia. We just said before that all the fast did became Yom Tovim. That no, had it been because of the same Gedalia, it would be only Yom Gimel Tishrei. Because they raised David's name, then the day before, or the day after, also you're not allowed to fast. But the Gemara, the phone number, they have the Yom Shal Achre Shchedish Lachede. Since the Shchedish was the Chedish, so the day before, the day after, any Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast. So you couldn't fast anyway, because of the day after the Shchedish. You want to say, what are we adding? Beis Tishrei, Gimel Tishrei. We you had a Yom Tov because of the Tzom Gedalia. Beis Tishrei, Al Tzom Gedalia you wouldn't have before, but you're not allowed to fast because it's the day after the Chedish. What do you need to give me a new Yom Tov because they didn't put David's name anymore? It was Chedish the Raisa, the Gemara. The Raisa by Chizik. Anything which is on the Tade, we didn't have to add a day before the day after. It's only the Rabbanim, people don't treat it strictly enough. We decide to add. The time you learn Hayomim Elak Sumim Gilas Tainis Hasudin Bein Lifnei Bein Lachrei, the before the after. Shabbos Yom Tov Hey Masudim Lifnei Lachrei Hey Masudim Lifnei Lachrei Mutarin. My Hefesh Beis, what's the difference? Halol Odi B'Tayde Ve'Ein Yom Tayzir Chizik Halol Odi B'Seifin Tizir Seifin Chizik. The Rabbanim need extra support. One more line. V'Tayde Have L'Yem Shlifnei Yom Shnei But Gidalim Chikim. Okay, since the Gidalia is not Mahatayde, so therefore the day before you're not allowed to fast because Tzom Gedalia. What do I need to add this new Yom Tov about the Davish's name? Answers the Gemara. Omer Rab Ashi Gedalia Ben Achikim Divrei Kabbalahu comes from Tanakh. And divrei Kabbalah ke divrei Torah dami. This is where it says that divrei Kabbalah Tanakh is like the Torah. That's why I said the Torah is Shemar Paskin, that Purim is like Mahatayda. Purim is Mahatayda. This comes from right here. Divrei Kabbalah, divrei Torah dami.
Isn't it a machlokes? Esther is really part of Tanakh or not?